You can bet that Michael Dal Cole will have his name announced very early on in the festivities on the Friday night. By whom remains to be seen, and just how early also remains to be seen. To get a little perspective on this young man, we're very pleased to welcome to the show the coach and assistant general manager of the Oshawa Generals, the team that Dal Cole plays for, is DJ Smith. DJ, good morning, man. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. We're getting excited for the draft, although I would guess probably not as much as somebody like Michael Dal Cole. It'd be tough for a 17-year-old kid to be keeping his emotions and excitement in check, I would think.
Yeah, probably. I would think, for most kids, I know when I went through it way back when, it's overwhelming, really. But for a kid like Michael, I think he's about as mature as you're going to find for his age. I think he takes it all in stride. I don't think it's going to matter to him, what overall pick. He's not that kind of guy. I think he's just probably going to be excited to be picked and, excited to get in there and get to training camp and try and make the team.
He is he's having a birthday here in a couple of days. He is still just, as I say, 17. In your perspective, what does that mean for kids at this age? Because there are already some. There were 95 birthdays, late 95s, and now some late 96s. I just wonder, for a guy like Michael, if you put another 8 to 10 months of hockey under his belt, if you were to hold the draft then, what would we be saying about him?
Well, I think he would be that much more dominant this year. I think you'd be seeing in a year from now he'd have played on the World Junior team. He may be, it's hard to knock off McDavid, but I think he'd be right on his toes. I don't know how much higher he could go in the ratings. He is what he is. He's a great hockey player. Whether he's 17 or not, the NHL scouts are so good that, telling the difference in between how they're going to be today and how they're going to be in the future. So one more year, they probably see that projection anyways. So, I think he's going to be drafted right around the same area.
Yeah. 95 points, 39 goals. And it's funny, obviously, being out here in the West, all we can kind of do is speak to people who have seen him live and really kind of watch some things on the internet. The one thing that I kind of noticed, it can be difficult for kids at that age to if you have the puck in the corner, to take it to the net, to be strong and go strong towards the cage. It seems like that's almost his bread and butter. So many of the highlights is of him fighting off a check in the corner and then being strong and muscling his way to the front of the net.
Well, for sure. I think, and that's the way we play as well. We're a grinding, cycling team, and he plays to that ability. He's also great off the rush. I mean, he's got great hands and vision. And what a lot of people don't know, probably would have had 100 points. He sat out, I believe, the last three games of the year just to rest him. Because he had played so many games, and I had asked him, does he care about it? I know he got 39 goals, maybe he won 40 goals. He could care less. He just wanted to win games in the playoffs. So, he's that kind of kid. But, back to him off the cycle, that's the way the NHL's played today, those little two-foot plays, those little three-foot passes. That's his game, and his edges are as good as anyone. He played at 170 pounds last year. I believe he'll be in NHL probably somewhere around 195, and that's a scary thought.
Yeah, and already at 6'2", and could add a little bit there. That was what I wanted to ask you, is just his frame. He has the height, just wondering about his ability to bulk up moving forward.
Oh, he will. He's a skinny kid now, but like you said, he's 17 years old, and that will come naturally over time. I think he'll add 5 to 7 pounds a year. I think he'll settle in somewhere around 195, and like I said, he's hard to knock off the puck as it is now. He's so strong down below, and his edges are so good. When he gets to 195, that's the way the NHL is being played today. Everything's off the cycle. Everything's grinding. That big game, he can play that game.
Chatting with DJ Smith, the head coach and assistant general manager of the Oshawa Generals. That is where Michael Dal Cole plays his junior hockey. He's expected to be an early first-round pick. The thing that all the teams, you get to the combine and you see what they can do, but it's also a chance for the teams to really sit down and interview face-to-face these kids, for a lot of them, for the first time. And I think there's some intangibles about Michael that maybe you can speak of between his mother and his older brother that, like you said, right off the top, there's a maturity level there, and it seems like it started at home for Michael.
Well, no, probably for sure. And he never speaks of it. And you would never know if someone didn't tell you that. He's a kid that he's real quiet, mild-mannered. Because anything that would be tough on him, he's the kind of teammate that's you first kind of thing. So I think that certainly plays into his maturity. How many 17-year-olds have done something like that? not very many, I would say. And for him to never let it bother him or to ever speak of it, really, and to ever make it a crutch, you know, you know this kid's going to be able to handle adversity at some point in his life.
Yeah, his mother overcoming cancer, his older brother also. I know he says his older brother, who has autism, is kind of his hero, and you start to really have an affinity for players when you hear those kind of stories, and I can't help but wonder. You want, especially nowadays with top first round picks, DJ, you need to have more than just a good hockey player. You need the whole package, and it seems like there's a growing appreciation for what Michael Dal Colle brings on and off the ice.
The biggest thing for me with him is, and a lot of people, you know, gave me credit after his first year for playing him with Boone Jenner on the top line, and you know, it's easy to sit back and say, yeah, I put him there, but at the end of the day, he's that good. And it's obvious that he is that good, and he deserves to play with those guys. And a guy like Michael Dal Colle, you know, he's that same guy now. He's 18. If he were to come back and play with me and I were to put a young kid with him, he'd never complain. He never has an excuse. It doesn't matter. A lot of people complain about the ice sometimes at different rinks. There's never a complaint. And it doesn't matter who gets the credit. He's probably one of the most unselfish elite players and least maintenance elite player that I've ever coached. And I mean, in my short time coaching, it's been 12 years, I think, you know, I've had the opportunity of coaching some Taylor Halls and some real good players. And he is by far the least maintenance of those guys. You would never know he is an elite player by the way he walks around or carries himself.
And obviously you're biased, but we're trying to, with the Flames owning that fourth overall pick here in Calgary, we're trying to really come to grips. Is it a top three? Is it a top four? You've got Bennett, who you would have seen a little bit of, obviously, there in the Ontario Hockey League, Reinhardt, and Leon Draisaitl out of Prince Albert. Some will say it's a top four, but obviously you believe that Michael Dal Colle belongs right in the mix with that top group as well.
Well, absolutely I do. And another name, I mean, we had three of them on our division. I think Nick Ritchie is a guy that on any given day could be the best player of that draft class as well. I mean, he's 6'3", 220 pounds. He's probably the toughest player in the OHL. He scored 39 goals. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, a lot of people kind of throw in the middle of the first round. And I'm not so sure that he's not one of those elite guys by the end. So, you know, there's a lot of really good players there. Sam Bennett's a special player. I had the opportunity to have him in a Winkle last summer. His compete levels through the roof. So whatever the Calgary Flames are selecting, they're going to end up with a great hockey player.
Well, now I have to ask you and kind of press you a little bit. Tell us a little bit, like you say, with the Hlinka and your experience, not only being around but watching Sam Bennett, the size. It seems like it's not the size of the dog. It's the size of the fight in the dog. That whole thing with Sam Bennett. What can you tell us about the Kingston Frontenac?
Wow, his compete level is outstanding. I mean, he never gets tired. You know, here's a guy, I don't know what happened. They say he didn't do a pull-up. If he can't do a pull-up and he did to our league what he did with such little strength, it'll be incredible what he would do when he gets man-strong.
Yeah.
You know, he like I said, he never gets tired. He has another gear of skating that other players don't have. He takes it to the net. He's got no fear. You know, Ivan Hlinka, Dale Hunter asked him to be a checking center for the tournament. We ended up winning gold, and he was a huge part of that. He can check, he can score, he checks all the boxes, in my opinion, and you know, rightfully so, he's rated as high as he is. And someone will be lucky to have a guy like Sam Bennett. And just the same for him off the ice, I can't say enough good things on how humble he was, good to his teammates. You know, and I know a few people in Kingston as well who speak the exact same way. So a lot of times you get these elite guys that sometimes aren't the case, and I think Sam Bennett is a special player in person.
You also mentioned Nick Ritchie. When you have Brian Burke as your president of hockey ops, he had some glowing remarks. He loves big, strong guys, and Nick Ritchie, like you say, checks a lot of boxes there. Some will say that maybe there's some inconsistencies in his game. What have you seen, maybe in somewhat limited, but as an opposing coach with Nick Ritchie?
Well, I mean, they're in our division. We play them twice in exhibition, played them 8 times in the regular season, plus another 4 in the playoffs this year. So
not so limited then. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I've seen him a ton, plus 8 last year. I've seen this kid play a lot. And I think the only knock for Nick, you know, last year they didn't have a very talented group and expected him to carry them at 17 years old. And I don't know if he was ready for that. You know, this year, you know, he was average probably out of the gate until Christmas. And then they got him a centerman in Hunter Garland that could get him the puck. I mean, I think, you know, everyone else kind of had someone to play with, and, you know, he from that point on, he dominated. I think he ended up with 39 goals. Like I said, he's probably the toughest guy in the league, if not for sure the toughest. You know, he's huge. He finishes hits. He's, you can't go wrong with him. You know, I think always you're looking for excuses or looking for, you know, something wrong with someone's game. He's 18 years old. So maybe they had a little more critique because he played one more year in the league. But I'll tell you, that's a man. You know, if you select Nick Ritchie, that's a man.
DJ Smith, the coach and assistant general manager of the Oshawa Generals, is our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I want to get some inside knowledge, as the Flames also, they pick early in the first, they also pick early in the second, and some will say that Hunter Smith is a guy that could be in that that wheelhouse. He's one of your wingers, 6 foot six to 6 foot six and a half, over 200 pounds, scored 16 goals for you. What kind of a player will somebody be getting in Hunter Smith?
Well, Hunter Smith is almost a poor man's Richie, I guess, when it comes to the, actually they fought each other. It was a real good fight. Nick's not the toughest, Hunter probably is. And, you know, he finishes hits for a big guy. He can get there and hit. The knock on him will be a skating, but I think anyone skating is going to be a little off at 18 years old when you're 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
And in the playoffs, he was arguably our best player, other him or Del Cole. And, you know, I think he scored 7 goals in the playoffs or whatever it was. He's got great hockey sense. He's a great teammate. He's mature. He's a guy that I think only the sky's the limit. I mean, he had one assist in 40 games a year ago. Got passed up, obviously, in the draft. And come back this year and you know, really it was his third year in the league, but really his first year of actually playing. You know, it's been unbelievable. And, he'll be, you know, best right winger coming back next year. And a guy that I think as he fills out, you know, you want new school NHL where you're a big guy that can grind and he's got some hockey sense and some touch. I think he's a, like I said, the sky's the limit for a guy like him. It may take a few years. You know, you're not going to want to play against Hunter Smith at 23 years old.
Yeah. What a year it's been for the Ontario Hockey League when you think of whether it's, obviously, I got to believe that Aaron Ekblad's going to be the number one pick. I just don't know how a team's not going to walk up to the podium at one and go away from that guy, but stranger things have happened. But between Richie and Fabry and Perlini and Dal Cole, it's throw Sam Bennett. It's been a great year for draft eligible players in the Ontario Hockey League.
Well, for sure it is, and I'm obviously biased coaching in the OHL, but the Canadian Hockey League is by far the number one place to become an NHL hockey player. I mean, I can attest to in Oshawa that we have a theater for video there that's as good or better than NHL teams. We have a weight room and that's as good or better than NHL teams. We have everything to be a pro, and we treat our players as such. You know, they're the pre-scouts, the video, all that stuff. So if you want to be an NHL player, you know, in my opinion, you come to the Ontario Hockey League or the Western Hockey League or the Quebec Hockey League, and we're going to prepare you to do so as well. Obviously, never neglecting the studies. I mean, everyone has to go to school. Everyone has to take a class. We watch your marks, all that, in case you aren't a pro hockey player. But if you're going to make the jump, you know, from junior to the NHL, it's certainly a big jump skill-wise, but we're trying to make the gap from junior to the American League or the NHL as minimal as possible. And I think I can speak, obviously, from being in Windsor and Oshawa. Both places are as close to a pro organization as you're going to find.
Well, I really appreciate your time, man. It's been fantastic to hear all the perspective that you have. And like you said, 12 years coaching. And coaches are always a little bit, they don't want to pat themselves on the back. But what it must be to watch, even when Scott Laughton came in with Philadelphia, and like you mentioned, Boone Jenner, and to see the impact that he's had, and now Dal Cole, you must take such great pride in watching these young players not just make it to the NHL, but to be ready for the NHL at such a young age. You guys are doing great work out there.
You know, my career got cut short at 26-27 with concussions, and I never had the chance. Yeah, it wasn't good enough, but I never had the chance to fulfill what these guys are, and I do everything in my power to help these guys get to that level. It's in them. A lot of coaches, I think, take credit, but it's not us. I think at the end of the day, our biggest thing is to get their confidence to where it has to be. Anyone with a lot of confidence is going to succeed, and those elite players sometimes get down on themselves. You just got to kind of steer them in the right direction, and I've had the opportunity of coaching a lot of guys that have gone on to the NHL, and I stay in touch with these guys. I still think of myself, I still think like a player, so, you know, I keep in touch with these guys, and it's great to see them move on. I mean, they're setting their lives up and their family lives up by playing a game they love, so it's great to see.
DJ, appreciate it, man. Such great stuff. We'll be playing this over, I guarantee, as we get close to the draft with the Flames up near the top, whether it's Dal Cole or Richie or whatever. We'll be revisiting these comments, I have a feeling. Thanks, and enjoy next week, and I know it'll be a proud moment for you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
You bet. Thanks. DJ Smith, head coach and AGM of the Oshawa Generals.